Jagmeet Singh, the leader of the NDP, is always criticizing the job that Trudeau does. So why is he still supporting him? Before we get the answer to that from Aaron Morrison, please subscribe and donate to keep us on the air, because neither Jagmeet nor Trudeau support us financially. Aaron Morrison is a political Sharpie. She's a consultant. I meant that in the best way, Sharpie. And a nice person. She's smiling when I said that. And she's also NDP. I put the question to you. Why is it going on? He is so critical all the time.
Yeah, Jagmeet Singh, in my view, doesn't support Justin Trudeau any more than I do, or any more than you apparently do.
Well, yeah, yes, but he is in the House and he's propping up that government. Otherwise, if he doesn't like the government, you can say, change it, have an election.
He's getting stuff done for people. Justin Trudeau is the prime minister right now, whether we like it or not. And Jagmeet Singh is the only politician in Ottawa that's keeping his election promises. Dental care for seniors and youth, teenagers, as well as people with disabilities.
Yeah.
Incoming pharmacare. We're talking about legislation that means universal pharmacare for the whole country. But for starters, all diabetes medication and all birth control medication covered for everyone. And he's gotten a lot of stuff done when it comes to things like pandemic recovery and support for people. So
he is twisting Trudeau's arm behind his back in order to get Trudeau to do things that Trudeau otherwise wouldn't want to do. Is that what you're saying?
100%. Yes, Trudeau does not want to do these things. These are things that Trudeau has voted against time and time again, including dental care and pharmacare. He voted no.
You calling Trudeau a chicken? Okay. So really then, what's going to happen in the next election? Because we're going to have one sooner or later. Is Jagmeet going to say, I got all these things for you, people, Canadians? Or is Trudeau going to say, look at what we did?
Who gets credit, I think, is one of the big questions. I think people recognize that it's not Justin Trudeau who's doing these things. When they see that Justin Trudeau has had three terms to deliver and didn't do a damn thing until Jagmeet Singh forced him to, I think people are done with Justin Trudeau. So I think in the next election, people
have a
choice.
Aaron, you're not going to tell me that Jagmeet is going to win the next election.
I'm telling you that voters next time who are done with Justin Trudeau are going to be looking at two alternatives, Pierre Poilievre and Jagmeet Singh.
Right. And given those two alternatives and their platforms, freedom of information, freedom of speech, freedom of work, or the socialist, you think we're going to pick the socialist?
I think we're choosing between somebody who's in it for the big guys and somebody who's in it for the little guys. Somebody who is interested in dental care, pharmacare, a school lunch program for your kids to save you money, and somebody who has free dental care but voted no for you having free dental care, somebody who has free drugs but voted no to mothers and children getting free drugs.
Are you saying, just, oh yeah, 10 seconds left, that the school lunch program, which is a good program because many kids wouldn't otherwise have it,
would be wonderful.
Is cheaper provided by the government than parents giving their kids sandwiches?
First of all, yes. And secondly, for parents who can't afford it, there's no alternative but hunger.
I got that. Aaron, I know why you're a good politician. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government. Which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.